Well, let me tell you, I have spent a lot of time in prayer about this session, about this workshop. And you know what message I got from the Lord? He said, Jane, these ladies want to have fun. So that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to have fun. We're going to learn, but learning should be fun. So that's what we're going to do. How many of you are busy women? I know it. I know it. Every one of us is a busy woman. How many of you would like to have a nutritious, low-fat, economical, tasty meal on the table in 15 minutes? Both hands, right? And how many of you would like to lose a few pounds? Okay. All right. Absolutely. Yes to every one of those. Well, I think today that we're going to learn that we can do that. As busy women, we can get a low-fat, economical, tasty meal on the table in 15 minutes. And if we need to lose weight, we'll do that too. But we're also going to do it and be healthy. Now, we can go on all kinds of diets and we can lose weight, but we're not necessarily being healthy while we're doing it. Now, how many of you have counted calories before in your life? Hey, some of you haven't. Good for you. How many of you have weighed and measured your food? Okay. Now the latest craze is to count fat grams. How many have done that? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I mean, we're good at this. We're getting good exercise today. How about diet pills? Have we done that? Some of us have done that. You notice my hand goes up every time. Okay. Now then, there's also the chocolate shake or the strawberry, vanilla, whatever it is, and you drink one in the morning, one at noon, and then a sensible meal in the evening, right? How many have done that? I'll tell you what, we're sisters. We are. Do you know that Americans spend over $30 billion a year on dieting? $30 billion. Yet we are the fattest people in the world. It is obvious, ladies, diets don't work. They never have, they never will. Why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep doing this? We want the quick fix, right? We want to take that pill or eat that cookie or whatever it is or drink that shake. You know, we want to do that instead of learning how to eat the food that God gave us. And I know, I did that. Kay, I don't even know if you're familiar that I dieted from the time I was 15 until 10 years ago. You probably didn't even know that, did you? I don't tell that to, now I'm telling everyone that, but I used not to tell people that. It's not something I'm proud of. There was one period of time when we lived in Stillwater, Kay and her family and I lived in Stillwater, and I got so deathly sick. I mean, I went to the doctor. I was almost to the point of having my gallbladder removed. It was that serious. So I have been, if you know the yo-yo, the up and the down and the up and the down, very familiar with the yo-yo. And we do this because we want the quick fix. So we need to learn how to eat. Now, I mentioned that the latest craze is to count fat grams and figure the percentage of calories from fat. Can't you see some young mama with her two little kids going to the grocery store and her calculator and reading the label and the 4 times 9 = 30, you know, whatever, divided by the calories, and we figure out the percentage of calories of every percentage of calories from fat in everything. It's not sensible. Food is here to enjoy, and we're to have fun with food. Think of all of the occasions where we get together around food. Birthday parties, anniversaries, we have friends over. What do? We have friends over, we eat. Think of all the time Jesus was together with his friends and they ate. Do you think they counted calories and fat grams? I don't think so. No. Why do we do that? Why do we deny ourselves good food? Can't put my hand over that, can I, and talk? Because we don't know how to choose food in the grocery store. We are in the grocery store, we are faced with a myriad of food products, hundreds of food products that tell us low fat, fat-free, light, cholesterol-free. We don't know what to do. Jesus didn't have that problem, but we do. So, we have got to look and listen. Besides, let's just imagine we're going to the grocery store and we are going to have a fruit salad for dinner. Oh, we buy the most beautiful in-season fruit, you know, the cantaloupe and the watermelon and the peaches and the plums and all, grapes, all these things. Now, we want a topping to go on it. So we get our basket and we buzz by the Cool Whip. Isn't that Cool Whip in the freezer section? Cool Whip. Oh, yeah. There's Cool Whip. There's Cool Whip Light. There's Creme de la Creme. There's, you know, the store brand of whip topping and so forth. We read the fat grams because we want the lowest in fat, right? Well, I can tell you right now they're all high in fat. You don't need to read. They're all high. Then we remember, oh, yeah, there's Dream Whip, and it's over there by the Jell-O. Remember Dream Whip? So let's buzz over by the Dream Whip. Well, here it is. Do you need your glasses, or can you read how much fat's in that? Read how much fat is in there. Now, let me tell you, we're going to with this, we have to put milk in it. We're going to use skim milk. We're going to use skim milk. How much fat is in that?
Zero.
Zero. Hot dog, I can eat all this I want. This is zero fat. Folks, this is 45% fat. 45, and it tells us zero. I can see the shocked looks on your faces, and rightly so. Can't believe what the labels tell you. I promise you. Now then, let's make a vegetable salad. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to put lettuce in it. Are we going to use iceberg or head lettuce? No. Stop buying that. You're wasting your money. Head lettuce is absolutely worthless. You're wasting your money. Want leaf lettuce? Leaf spinach? Let's put some broccoli, some cauliflower, green pepper, tomatoes. You know, we're just going to really have this wonderful salad. Dressing. Oh, we all like dressing. So let's buzz down the dressing aisle now that we have our basket full of all this wonderful stuff. Ranch. That seems to be the most popular dressing on the market. How many in here like ranch? Yeah. You notice the size of the bottles now? They're like gallons. You know, they're huge. Well, let's look at some. Okay, here's one. It's Hidden Valley Original Ranch Reduced Calorie. Ah, that's what we want, reduced calorie. Okay, there's that one. Well, right next to it is the same thing, Hidden Valley Ranch, Original Ranch, Light. Oh, and that print's so small, I have to get my glasses now. Where are your glasses? Here you are. I need my glasses, find my glasses. Okay, Light, 40% less fat, 40% fewer calories. Now, this is a better deal than this one even. 40% less fat, 40% fewer calories. Well, this is what we're going to buy, right? Both of these are 90% fat. 90. We might as well pour pure grease on that beautiful salad. My point in all this is to tell you we can't believe the labels. Why do we have so much problem with weight? Do you think maybe some of this is the reason? Why do we have so much trouble with heart disease, cancer, diabetes, arthritis? We can go on and on and on. Would it have anything to do with this? I think so. I definitely think so. We don't know what to buy when we get to the store. There's another problem that we hear very little about when it comes to weight and good health. And I'm going to address it because, in my opinion, it's a very big problem. Is anyone else in here warm besides me? I think it's very warm. Can we get some? Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, fans. Turn the fans on. Good. I thought maybe I was just having a hot flash. The thing that I want to mention to you that is not mentioned very often is highly processed food. God has given us these beautiful, beautiful foods, and mankind thinks I can do better than God. I can take this food and I can make it into something else, something that's going to sit on the shelf for 6 months or a year. I can make it where they can put it in their lunch boxes or their purses and they can eat it, you know, on down the road. We do all of these things to food. And what we have done is taken the real food and adulterated it. We have taken out the vitamins, the minerals, and the fiber. Let's look at this loaf of bread. This is earth grain, honey, wheat berry, and I know some of you buy it and you love it, and you would think that this is God's gift to us through bread. It says no artificial preservatives, and it just looks fantastic, has the shock of wheat there and so forth. The first ingredient is enriched flour. Any time we see that word enriched, we have been robbed. Valuable vitamins, minerals, and fiber have been removed. 22 vitamins and minerals are removed in this bread, and 4 are added back. And in my opinion, that is not enriched. Any time you see the word enriched, know that we have been robbed of valuable nutrients. Now, it makes sense what that does to our body as far as health is concerned. It affects our immune system. It affects our energy level. You can go on and on and on and on. God gave us a certain number of vitamins and minerals that we must have. If we don't get those, we're going to have problems. And we do have problems. In America, we have loads of problems when it comes to health. Now, how does enriched or highly processed food relate to weight control? Think about that. As I said, each one of us is programmed to need a certain amount of vitamins and minerals. If we don't get that, we crave food. You ever had cravings? Uh-huh, you bet. We crave food. So what happens when we crave? We eat and we eat and we eat, trying to satisfy those cravings, and here goes the belly. Here goes the hips. You bet. We must feed our body what it needs. If we don't, we're going to explode. Not literally, but we're going to get bigger. So, we need to know what to buy at the grocery store. In fact, about a month or so ago, I did an interview with a physician, a chiropractic physician, and they know a whole lot about nutrition. But he was telling me about one of his patients. I don't know what her problem was, but his recommendation to her was, you need to drink more fluids and eat more fruit. And he said he learned from that experience that he needed to be specific. She came back in 2 weeks, and she wasn't any better. In fact, she was a little bit worse. And he said, are you drinking more fluids and eating more fruit? And she said, yes, I am. 2 more weeks she came back and she was definitely worse. And he said, tell me specifically what is it you're drinking and eating? Well, in the morning she was drinking more coffee. In the afternoon she was drinking more coffee. I mean Coke. In the morning more coffee, in the afternoon more Coke. This was her more liquid. For fruit, you know what she was doing? Eating those little fried pies. You see, in her mind, she was doing what the doctor had told her. She was getting more fluid, and she was getting more fruit. And he said, I learned right there that I must be specific. I'm for fluid, drink more water, is what he should have told her. For fruit, eat more fresh fruit. So he said, you must be specific. So that's what we must know, is when we go to the store, which foods to buy. And let me tell you, there are certain foods that if we need to lose weight, we can eat all we want of, I promise you. Now, that almost sounds too good to be true, but there are certain foods that convert to energy and other foods that convert to fat. So if we know the foods to eat, we can have all we want. Now, I'm living proof of that. I used to weigh, when I was a teenager, about 45 pounds more than I do now, and I did the up and down thing until about 10 years ago, and now I never think about my weight. Never. It is one of the most wonderful things that has happened. Now, it's not only my experience, but also, as you saw in the one of the handouts, you saw experiences that people have had. But also, there are studies now that are coming out that are saying the same thing. Have you heard of eat more, weigh less? Isn't that what it's telling us? But it's the right food. Remember? The right food. Eat and be lean. You've heard of that. Never go hungry. This is what I propose. Never, ever go hungry. Eat the right foods. I want to share a study with you. This was done in Hawaii a couple of years ago. 50 years ago, Native Hawaiians were very trim, very vital, very active, lots of energy, healthy, the whole bit. 50 years ago. Now, almost every Native Hawaiian is overweight. Almost every one of them. 65% of them are obese. They have twice the average of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes that we have here on the mainland. And obviously, our rates of those diseases are very high, and they have twice the rate that we do. They are dying right and left in Hawaii, the Native Hawaiians. So 2 years ago, these nutritionists decided, okay, we're going to look at what those people were eating 50 years ago and their lifestyle. What has happened to these people? 50 years ago, this is World War II, for some reason, Native Hawaiians were told to stop eating their staple food called poi, P-O-I. It's made from the taro root, T-A-R-O, taro root. Up until that time, well, they'd eaten it for years and years and years and been doing great, but for some reason they were told not to eat that anymore. That's when their problems began. They started gaining weight, they became unhealthy, and now look where they are. So these nutritionists said, okay, we're going to get a group of you together, those of you who decide you want to do this. We're going to put you on this eating program. We're going to go back and you can have all the poi you want. Just eat all you want of it. And poi, by the way, or taro root, is very similar to our potato. Very similar to our potato. And they could have all they wanted to eat of that. All the fruit and the vegetables they wanted. The only thing they were asked to limit was their meat. Okay? Their meat. And that was mainly fish and chicken. So for a period of time, I've forgotten now the length of time, but they ate all they wanted, whenever they wanted, of a potato-like food, the fruits and the vegetables, and limited their meat. Their weight began going down. Just almost immediately. Their energy level increased almost immediately. And of course, their diabetes went down, their blood sugar level went down, triglycerides, their cholesterol, all of this. They became much healthier, and they ate all they wanted. When we eat the right foods, we can have all we want, and we don't have to count calories and fat grams and do all that stuff. Besides, that isn't natural. It isn't natural to go through life doing that. So, the Lord is telling him, I'm getting a little serious, and so he says, get on with the meal. Now, we're going to cook some food. We're going to cook a meal. Now, for those of you who cook for more than one, which most of you probably do, when you walk in the house or when you are ready to cook your meal, go straight to the kitchen and scrub your potatoes and put them in the microwave to cook. Get out your recipe. See, it calls for potatoes. So, if you have a family, go straight to the kitchen, scrub your potatoes, puncture them, put them in the microwave, and then go change your clothes, go to the bathroom, whatever it is you want to do. Okay. They're cooking, and then when you get ready, you come back to the kitchen, and they're just about cooked. Potato. Where is my potato? Aha! It is. In fact, I have two in here. All right. Now, I knew I wouldn't have water here, so I've already scrubbed these. But I want you to time me. We're going to do this for one serving. Keep in mind, for more than one, you're going to do what I told you to. And I want you to time me, okay? We're going to start right now. And we're going to go through the motions. We're going to scrub it. You're timing me, right? Okay. I've already done this, but we're just going to pretend like we're doing this because we want to see how long this takes. Okay, we scrubbed it. And we're going to puncture it. And we're going to put it in the microwave. Now, of course, each microwave is a little different. See the size of the potato? That's probably about what I would eat. Now, if I'm real hungry, I'll put a bigger one in there. I can put a huge one in there if I want. I can eat all this I want. Okay? But let's set it for, let's say, 6 minutes. Is that six? I don't have my glasses on. Good. Okay, now, while that's cooking, we're going to get the rest of the stuff ready. Now, if I set this on top of here, can you see? Okay, because we're going to put a tomato. We're going to put a tomato on the top. So we're going to wash this. That's right. We're going to wash this. We're going to pretend like we're washing it. Okay. Now, I do all the chopping in my hands. I don't do any chopping on a cutting board. To me, a cutting board takes way too much time. Besides, I have to clean it up, put it away, and all that stuff, and that takes time. And I don't like to do that. So, we are going to do this in our hands. And I just do it like so, and, you know, it doesn't matter the size. And once you get the hang of this, I mean, you don't have to. My knife isn't very sharp. You don't have to look at what you're doing. You know where your thumb is. Okay. Oh, let's see. Any comments or questions while we're doing this? Not yet. Okay. All right. That's a lot of tomato for that potato, but I like tomatoes. Now then, we're going to have green onion. Oh, I love green onion. Yes. Yes. There are no nutrients in head lettuce. Not even, I mean, it's negligible. Absolutely negligible. Head lettuce has practically no vitamins, minerals, or fiber. Iceberg. You bet. Yes, ma'am. Because I took my little calculator out and figured it up, you know, took the grams of fat times 9 and divided it by the calories and all that stuff.
And the other one that you said had
0. Yes.
Now, how do
you have, and that you have to call the company to find out how much fat is in there. Okay. The question is, ladies, and I think probably a lot of you have that question. Now, watch me while we're doing this because I'm getting everything ready to go while this is cooking. Oh, and I'm going to answer that, but I'm going to tell you something right now. See those beautiful, wonderful seeds in that pepper? How many recipes say to take the seeds out of peppers and throw them away? Practically every recipe you see says take the seeds out of peppers. Think about it. We spend good money on seeds. Sesame seeds, poppy seeds, celery seeds. These seeds are packed with nutrients. Don't you dare throw those away. Eat them. Oh, no, not in the sweet bell pepper. Now, if you're jalapeno peppers, you know, unless you have an insulated mouth, you might want to throw those away. Eat those seeds. In your salads, just take those seeds and, just take them and, like that. You know, use those seeds. You betcha. Now, this is what I'm going to have on the side. You know, I'm not putting this on top of my, potato. This is just what I'm going to munch on. And the same thing with the cauliflower. I'm just getting, just because I like cauliflower, I'm just getting little pieces out to eat. And I'm going to get my cheese ready. How much cheese is a call for? Third of a cup. Now, if you want this meal to be absolutely fat-free, because there is fat in here, this is the only cheese I use. It's mozzarella, the low-moisture part skim. It's natural. It's not processed. And any food I recommend is going to be free of additives and preservatives. I can guarantee you that. I am very much against additives and preservatives. They absolutely affect our health. Cheese. Oh, if you want it low fat, then there is a fat-free, and it really is, folks, a fat-free sour cream. It's called Real Dairy. No additives or preservatives, of course. Use that. Or use a non-fat plain yogurt like Danone. Danone's one of my favorites. Okay, here goes. If you want to use cheese, now, this is the only thing I ask you to measure, but do it one time so you can see how much to use. That's just a little bit less. It's like a little, okay, here, can you see how much? It's just a little handful. That's how much you will use. All right? Now, while that's, how much time do we have left on there?
2 minutes.
Okay. See, we have I want to get the beans ready. Oh, I want to take out the beans. I'm going to answer your question. Don't worry. I'm coming to it. Again, I am not going to recommend anything with additives or preservatives, and I can assure you it's difficult to find products unless you want to spend time in the grocery store reading labels. It's difficult to find products without additives and preservatives, especially in the beans. You'll find almost every bean on the shelf has EDTA. That stands for words about this long. But what it means is that this EDTA attracts metals. Hey, folks, we have some super valuable metals in our body that I don't want leached out of my body. Iron, zinc, calcium, magnesium, on and on and on. So I don't want any EDTA in my body. So I choose products without it. This is a Homeland brand, and I buy it because it's economical. Here is another brand. This is Green Giant. Brand new product, just came out. Okay. And there's another Old El Paso Mexi Beans is another one. Okay, these three. But like I say, I choose this because I have a Homeland close to me, and this is cheaper. Always wipe off the top of your can, and we'll get it ready because we're going to put those on top of our potato. Oh, there it went. All right. Let's see if our potato is ready. Can you smell it? Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo! Hot. Now then, let me set it up here so I think you can see a little better. We are going to cut it into lengthwise. It is warm. And we are going to mash it a bit. Just mash it. Now, I serve this for company. I've served this for, with when we've had some really kind of, you know, upper crust company. And this, you know, it doesn't. And you put this on a big platter and you put this on the table and it's just like, ooh, ah. You know what? One serving of this is well under a dollar. I mean, you really impress them and not spend much money. And it's so helpful. Absolutely. Here are beans. And it says 1/4 cup. But now, folks, you can have all this you want to eat. You can have all the potato you want and you can have all the beans you want. So I want more than 1/4 cup. So I'm going to put a bunch on there. Okay. Now then, we have all of our topping ready. Our tomatoes. Okay. I'm not going to put all those tomatoes on there. That's a lot of tomatoes. Oh, I like onions. So we're going to put a lot of onions on there. Now then, we have our cheese. We have it ready to go. Okay. You don't need to use that much cheese if you don't want to. Oh, chips. Huh. Yeah, we want chips. Sorry about the noise. It's right there by the microphone. You can have all you want of these. All you want to. Oh, boy, do you like that, right? All right. Okay, ladies, here it is. With your picante, how long did it take? No, I know it. Should have been between seven and eight. About 8 minutes. And you can do this in less time because I was talking, okay? But let's say 8 minutes to have a meal like this. Think you can do that? Huh? Let me see. Karen or Kay, would you just walk this around and let people see this? Yes, there's a question. Let them smell. Yeah, great. Yes, a question. Now, I'm going to get to this question over here, but a question here. Okay. Ladies, the question is, what kind of chips are these? They're called, I love the name, Guiltless Gourmet. And you can get these at any grocery store, absolutely any grocery store. Now, oh, can't get them at Crest. Okay, I did not know that. Thank you. Did you have another part to that question? There is no, the only fat in this is what is in the corn itself, okay? And it's whole corn. If you find the whole corn tortillas, we don't want any degerminated cornmeal. That means that the goodie's been taken out of that. Okay, question back here, and then I'm going to answer this one over here. It's your question, is it? Let me answer it before you leave. The question was on the Dream Whip, right? How can they say, ladies, may I have your attention because I think you all may want to know the answer to this. How can a manufacturer say zero fat when in reality there's 45% fat here? There's a law which says that if a product has less than 0.5 gram of fat per serving, they can say zero. So the manufacturer says, aha, all I have to do is make the serving size so small that it will have less than 0.5 gram. The serving size of Dream Whip is 1 level tablespoon. Okay, so that's how they can get around it. It's not illegal because there's a law. Anytime there is a law, most anytime there's a law, there's a way to get around it. Okay. Okay, did that answer? I'm glad I caught you. Yes.
Are you going to give us a list of the high energy and low fat foods?
Well, I'll tell you, that is what my program, where are you? My program called Never Go Hungry. That is the program that tells you specifically which products to buy by brand name. So when you get to the store, there's no guesswork. And 30 of my favorite recipes like this are in that program. It tells you also how to order and what to order when you eat in restaurants. Okay, all of that. And that's covered in my program, Never Go Hungry. And that will be available someplace. Did we find out where that's going to be available? Here in the room? They can look at it here. If they want to purchase it, what do we do? Have to get in touch with me. Here or what? I mean, okay. We can look at it back there. Oh, and here it is. Okay, this program, there are two programs. This is the program with the tapes and the book. The basic program is $69.95 plus tax. Then I have a VIP program that is only for people around here because it's personalized. I go to you in your home. I cook some meals. I take you to the grocery store. We shop for foods. We go to a restaurant and we order from the menu. I mean, it's personalized. And it's guaranteed to work because, I mean, I'm with you all the way. Yeah, it's pretty neat. And that is $695. That one fits you personally. Yes?
On the bread, love bread,
what kind of bread do you buy? Is unbleached flour better? No. Unbleached flour, because it's enriched. It'll say enriched. Anytime you say enriched, what you have to find is a bread that says whole wheat or whole grain it is. Yeah. Yes. Question over here. Six months. Well, whatever you're going to need. But I do it, let's say, it's probably what we'll do is three, for each person what normally works, I cook three meals in their home. Okay? I take them to their grocery store three times. Okay? First of all, I have a consultation to make sure this is going to work for them and their family and their lifestyle. Because we're all different. We're running kids here and we're doing this and we're doing it. So it has to fit your lifestyle. That's important. If it doesn't fit, it's not going to work. And we decide right then if it's going to work. Because you may say, hey, you know, I can't do this. So we decide that up front. And then, like I said, we'll go out to eat probably two times at the restaurant of your choice because you may have a favorite and you want to know how to order from the menu at that restaurant. Okay. So that's what we do. Yes, ma'am?
What do you do when you go to someone's home and you just feel like, man, blowing it all?
And good point. Now, it's not, and I'll get to you in just a second, you bet. This is not to say that we can't ever go to Brahms and have some ice cream or we can have a piece of pie or a Snickers bar. You bet we can do that. What is life if we can't have a little fun? I'm having a birthday party Sunday at my house and there's going to be cake and ice cream. You think I'm going to eat some? You betcha. But the majority of the time I eat like this. And if the majority of the time I eat like this, I can have some of that other stuff. Does that answer your question? You bet. You bet. Okay, there you are.
Can you find the whole wheat bread in stores?
Yes. Can you find whole wheat bread in stores? Absolutely. Now, there's going to be shelf after shelf after shelf of unbleached flour, but there's going to be that whole wheat there. Yes. Question here.
You know, when you say
talk
about drinking more water, does softened water or hot water or bottled water, any of that matter? What's the best
You know, I do not know the answer to which is the best water to drink. You know, the bottled, because they have all different kinds of bottled, and some have the valuable minerals taken out. You know, I just feel like unless there's some reason that your tap water, there's something wrong with it that you know of, I just think drinking tap water is fine.
But do you get water softener?
Now, you're getting a lot of sodium there. No, I would not do that. I would not drink that because you're getting extra sodium. I don't think that's good. But normal tap water, yeah. Yes? Okay. The comment was there should be a little help with the labeling laws when they come out. There should be. Yes, there should be. I do not see any changes in the law that says zero fat, you know, the half a gram, if it's under half a gram of serving. I don't see any change in that at all. But like I said, anytime there's a law, there's a way to get around it. Okay, thank you for bringing this up. That reminded me that I also have series of cooking classes. I do these in my home, which is in Edmond. And we have a series of four, and they'll either be at noon or they'll be in the evening. And there's a series of four, one right after the other. The next series I'm probably going to start mid-October. And we'll do quick meals, and we'll even do some holiday cooking. But at each class that have the quick meals, I'll do at least four quick meals like this, four that you can get on the table in 15 minutes. Okay. There's something else I was going to say. Oh, and if you have an interest in that, and the cost of that is $105, that's for four cooking classes. I'm going to pass these around. If you would like to know more about it, just put your name and phone number. If you'd just kind of, yeah, thanks. Pass those if anybody wants to know more about them or whatever. And as far as that, the VIP program, the $6.95 program, I can't even start on another one of those until after the 1st of October. I'm booked on those. So. Oh. This? Okay, the question is, what about this book up here? It has some tomatoes on it or something. This is the Food Bible. I wrote this, been out, for over a year. This list, and let me tell you why I named it the Food Bible. The Holy Bible is the good news for living. The Food Bible is the good news for eating. In here I list food products free of additives and preservatives, harmful additives and preservatives. I feel, like I say, very strongly that we should not have additives and preservatives in our food. And there are many good foods out there that do not have them. So this lists food products without the additives and preservatives. And then I code them for the fat and the sodium, the cholesterol, the sugar, and all that. So that's what this is. Yes, you can purchase this separately, absolutely. This is $16.95 plus tax, which is $18.22. Right. And this is for the do-it-yourselfer, you know, people who want to get on a healthy eating program and they feel like they can do it themselves. They don't need that extra, you know, don't need their hand held along the way. It is about 7 till 11. If you have questions, more questions, let's do it because we have about 7 minutes. This one first.
Basics like leaf lettuce and whole wheat bread and
just
some, I mean, if we can't purchase the program
or
whatever, that we can go away with.
Well, the key thing is stay away from as much as possible the highly processed foods. That is probably number one. And then, of course, we want...
Anytime something else is listed besides something you can
read. Something you can read. Well, you can read sugar, okay, but that doesn't mean that it's helpful. And that, I'm glad you said that, made me think of something else. People are looking for low fat. Just because what we eat is low fat does not mean it's healthful. Sugar, for example, there's no fat in sugar. You know, there's no fat in a lot of stuff that we eat. But that does not mean that it's helpful. We could eat a bowl full of sugar and get no fat. But we're certainly not going to be healthy as a result. Okay. Question here. Okay, good question. Glad you asked it. The question is, I've heard that canning destroys nutrients. What about the canned beans? Are the nutrients, some of the nutrients destroyed? Obviously, some of the anytime we do anything to food, if we cut into this, we are destroying some nutrients. Okay, anything is going to destroy nutrients to some degree. Canning destroys nutrients, yes. There are some canned foods that are canned that not very many nutrients are destroyed. Beans, legumes, not green beans, legumes are one of them. Tomatoes is another weapon. Okay. Yes? I do, but not very much. Very, very limited. Yeah. No, I'll have beef and I'll have pork and I'll have chicken and fish and whatever, but it's just small amounts. The majority, in fact, well, first of all, my husband is a farmer and was raised, you know, with cattle and so forth, and so, I mean, he had to have meat. First meal I fixed, one of the first meals I fixed, with macaroni and cheese. And he looked at me and he said, Jane, where's the meat? You know, because I mean, he'd had meat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So now he eats less meat than I do. Meat being any animal flesh. Okay. But if
I don't know about anyone else who can't children, but if I try to serve a meal and there's no meat, that's not a meal to him.
Yeah.
Meat,
right, exactly. And if we want to change, we have to do it gradually. Change does not happen overnight. Now, we cut down on the portions of meat and put a little less in each time, a little less. Yeah. Question over here.
Two questions.
Yeah.
On the VIP program, after the first initial going to the grocery and you cook the meal, what do you do the rest of the 6 months? Is it like you just follow up?
Yes, a lot of consult, a lot of talking on the phone. If you need me to come do something else with you, you said, hey, I'm having trouble. You know, my kids hate this stuff. You know,
okay.
Then.
And then, is there any type of exercise in the program?
Glad you mentioned exercise. Golly, I can't remember all these things. Exercise. In here, there, you know, I don't give you a tape to do exercise by or anything like that. But I certainly talk about exercise. Absolutely important. Not for, only for weight loss or weight maintenance, just for good health. You know, absolutely. And again, it must be something you enjoy or you're not going to do it. You know, if you like to walk, then by all means get out and walk. You know, if you like to run a marathon, then of course, I mean, you're going to be in good shape. But yeah, you have to enjoy it. Yeah. Yes, one over here. No, in my grocery store. Right. I buy fresh or frozen. Yeah. Right. Fresh or frozen, not canned.
Do you use bouillon
cubes? No. Do not use bouillon cubes. Why? What any? What kind of preservative? MSG. Who said MSG? Aha. Uh-huh. You're right. Absolutely. MSG. Pardon me? Yes. It's in fact, I see it back there. Yes, Kay has it back there. And do we have the programs back there too, Kay? Everything is back there. If you're interested in the VIP program, of course, you have to talk to me. We have time for about three more. Okay, here. Okay, the question is, there are all kinds of whole wheat bread. Which is the best? Now, just because the bread says it's whole wheat does not mean that it's good because of the additives and preservatives. And you can see signs on here that, like this one. Oh, glasses, where are you? That says, no artificial preservatives. It can have additives, folks. So don't believe what you read. One of the additives that I'm very much against is cottonseed oil. And that's certainly not going to be listed as an additive or preservative. Think about it. Is cotton a food crop? We don't eat cotton. They can put any kind of pesticides on cotton and we're getting it in our food. So there are other things that we need to look for. Okay, is it time? Uh-huh. See me afterwards.